stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back and my chest feels weird and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
Octopus Energy. Great value and outstanding customer service. Recommended by Which? 8 years running. Octopus Energy.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. A delivery of coking coal and iron ore, vital to keeping British Steel's Scunthorpe plant open, will be delivered to the site later. They're designed to keep the blast furnaces running for a few weeks, avoiding a costly shutdown. Legislation was rushed through Parliament at the weekend to bring the works under government control. Here's the Community Union's National Steel Secretary, Alan Davis.
The figure of £700,000 a day being lost. Over the last 18 months, the blast furnaces, which are volatile anyway, have been taken down six times because they chilled off through substandard materials being put in. That's only caused those losses. But to add to that with loss of production just cripples the industry.
The Employment Minister's told us that bin strikes in Birmingham are insufferable after unions voted to continue their walkouts. Alison McGovern's said the government is working to support the council and find a solution. She told us the current situation is unacceptable.
I know my colleagues in the local government department are providing support to the council to deal with this, and we've just got to get it sorted.
Unite the Unions described the offer as totally unacceptable and says it would lead to pay cuts. President Trump's taken another swipe at his Ukrainian counterpart. He's accused Volodymyr Zelensky of allowing the war with Russia to start and questioned his competence. Katy Perry has sung in space. She was part of an all-female crew on an 11-minute flight organised by Amazon's billionaire owner, Jeff Bezos. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM. From Global.
And hello again from me, Bill Overton. Your night's still young on Classic FM. Your reward for staying up is Schubert Triumph in a few minutes after something just as big.
Classic FM. This is Classic FM.
Listening to Classic FM. First, we heard the Big Country theme played by the Royal Philharmonic Orchestra. And just there, Schubert's Trout Piano Quintet, the fourth movement. Pinker Zuckerman on violin, Zephin, Yefim Bronfman on piano, and the Zuckerman Chamber Players. Just there, maintaining the watery theme, the weather. Yes, pretty damp, carrying on that way through the early hours, the odd heavy downpour, and a damp day Tuesday as well, I'm afraid. 18 the high. At least it is warm. How are you doing this morning? Hello to... Well, I have to be careful here and say hello to Birdie and say congratulations for getting into Deloitte. And the person who's requested this mention for you very much loves you. And I have to keep it anonymous, I promised. Hello to Jill as well. Busy with the Village Craft Group yesterday evening, creating decorations for the upcoming VE Day 80 commemoration. Putting the finishing touches to a door wreath whilst listening to Classic FM. Jane, hello to you. Busy day doing nothing and having a bit of a rest. That's good to know. Thanks for the pictures of the lurcher. Very nice indeed. Dates in the diary for April 15th, halfway through the month, just over 3 days to go to the new Classic FM Hall of Fame countdown. Universal Day of Culture today, whether you go high or low, really doesn't matter. And World Art Day, celebrating how society connects and benefits from creative expression. I think we'll go along with both of those. A list of the most influential composers worldwide has Mozart, Beethoven, Debussy and Stravinsky, top five, and this man, J.S. Bach, at number one. Academy of Ancient Music playing there, the Badinerie from Bach's Orchestral Suite Number 2. It is Classic FM. April 15th, late greats include Leonardo da Vinci, painter, sculptor, architect. If he was around still, you'd want him on speed dial. Also born this date, conductor Neville Mariner and actress Elizabeth Montgomery, who's Samantha in Bewitched, you may remember. National Laundry Day today. Well, judging by that weather forecast, I wouldn't dry anything outside. And take a wild guess, Dave, for trusting your hunch and intuition. My guess is, given the choice of two dances right now, you'd go for the slow one first. Thank you.
Classic FM. We'll be right back.
Classic FM Through the Night, Dvorak Slavonic Dance number 1, played there by the Budapest Festival Orchestra ahead of it. Forêts Pavan, we heard the Orchestra de Paris and its choir. Bill Overton on Classic FM. Hello to Jenny, who's in Bournemouth, dips in and out of the show often. Listening back, sometimes live. Yesterday's show started off with two of Jenny's nominations for this year's Classic FM Hall of Fame. I'm rather hoping that tonight I hit the jackpot and get your third as well, but you'll have to let me know. Right, April the 15th, it's McDonald's Day. The first restaurant opened in Illinois, 1955. Presumably it was a sit-down, not a drive-through. Nothing wrong, really, with fast food, as long as you put on your trainers and you run there and back. Vangelis, the Chariots of Fire theme performed there by the London Philharmonic Orchestra. I promised you earlier Wagner, an opera of his on Classic FM before three, that he never gave up on, never finished in his own mind. Diaries written by his wife say he died, believing that he still owed the world Tannhäuser. Before that, someone Wagner probably owed an apology. They didn't see eye to eye, although we love them both. Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto on the way.
Classic FM.
It was my first day back at work after finishing my treatment, and my colleague was like,
"Are you better now?"
And I said, "Yeah, lots better, thanks." But I didn't mean it. What I meant was, I couldn't stop crying this morning because I didn't feel ready to come back, and my chest feels weird, and I feel like everyone's trying to suss out which of my boobs is missing. But you can't say that to Nigel from finance, can you?
For all the things left unsaid, we're here. Search Breast Cancer Now, the research and support charity.
When I'm wearing Tenor Silhouette underwear, bladder weakness is the last thing on my mind. The new Body Close Fit design gives me the confidence to live my life the way I want to. With up to 100% Tenor Triple Protection against odor, leaks, and moisture, they feel just like underwear. You can't even tell I'm wearing them. Try new Tenor Silhouette, Product of the Year 2025. Now even more discreet. Voted Bladder Weakness Product of the Year by Kantar. Survey of 8,000 people. Always speak to your GP.
With LV, I can get my home insurance from just £179. They've made it easy for me to get a great price. And their 24/7 emergency helpline lets me look after what matters to me. Because insurance is simple when it's me and LV.
No wonder we're rated excellent on Trustpilot. Get your quote today at lv.com. 10% of new customers paid £179 or less August 2024 to January 2025. LV General Insurance is part of Allianz.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
Martin James Bartlett on piano playing Cooper Rand's The Mysterious Mask. Before it, Nicola Benedetti, along with the Academy of St. Martin in the Fields, playing the second movement from Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto in E minor. To Wagner, then, as promised, who regarded Mendelssohn as far too much of a traditionalist. Wagner was all about being revolutionary when it came to music and drama. Tannhäuser, the overture.
Thank you.
whether you stayed up extra late or you've had to get up extra early this morning. At least you heard that. The Tannhäuser Overture by Wagner. Staatskapelle Berlin, conducted on that recording by Daniel Barenboim. Bill Overton with you on Classic FM. Our Hall of Fame hour is at 9 o'clock every morning. We have our own Hall of Fame moment at 3 a.m. and it's on the way after the news.
Classic FM.
I've got the new Samsung Galaxy S25 and so many brownie points. You see, Now Brief with Galaxy AI learns my schedule to keep me ahead of my day. Weather, activity stats and diary updates like Janie's birthday.
Oh, you remembered.
Thanks, Now Brief. Buy the Galaxy S25 on O2 by 4th of June and claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go worth £299. Selected languages only. Account login and network connection required. Claim a Galaxy Chromebook Go in Titan Grey from Samsung within 30 days of purchase. Terms apply.
So, you're hearing experts?
Yes, that's right.
You can give me a hearing check?
Yeah, and it's free.
And if I need hearing assistance?
Well, we've got the latest hearing tech, including our own range of hearing devices.
You've really got this hearing thing covered, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Hearing's what we do.
So, why are you called Specsavers?
Over 20 years as hearing experts too, even though we're called Specsavers. Book a free hearing check today.
This is the call of the Chiff Chaff. This is the call of the Willow Warbler. Hear the difference? Thankfully, some things are obvious. Like choosing Interactive Investor for your ISA and personal pension. With 30 years' experience, over 430,000 customers, and a rating of excellent on Trustpilot, the choice is obvious. Search Interactive Investor. Investment values can go down as well as up. You could get back less than you invest.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Daryl Jackson. Supplies needed to keep British Steel's Scunthorpe plant going are due to be delivered to the site today. The government's taken control of the Chinese-owned firm and faces a race against time to get things like coking coal and iron ore to the site. The Deputy Prime Minister, Angela Rayner, insists the state was right to step in.
These furnaces will continue to be fired, and that was really important for the future of British Steel. Yes, there's more that we need to do over the next coming months and years, but this was a crucial step forward for British Steel.
Further talks are due to take place tomorrow as part of efforts to end Birmingham's bin strike. Yesterday, members of the Unite Union rejected a fresh offer from the City Council, described by the union as totally inadequate. The local authority says it's incredibly disappointing. Ukraine's Air Force says a new Russian missile and guided bombs have targeted the city of Sumy. It comes a day after a missile strike killed 35 people in the city. The US President, Donald Trump, called the strikes a mistake.